Welcome back, everybody. This is the Enviro Parent Podcast, your place for tips, tricks, resources, and stories during this stay-at-home time that we have going on right now. I hope you guys are all doing well. My name is Mark Slotman. I am the elementary PE teacher at West Michigan Academy of Environmental Science. Today is Thursday, and we are on episode 4 already. We are almost done with week 2, which is crazy. I feel like week 1 flew by, and week 2 has, it's been a little bit tougher, at least at my household, and I think it might have been a little tougher for everybody else at home at your respectable places, too. And, you know what, if you haven't had a chance to go back and listen to the last podcast we had, episode 3, called Motivation, I'd really encourage you to go listen to that, because it has 5, I think, really great really good tips on how to motivate not only our students, but how to keep us as parents and teachers motivated too. So I'll let you guys go back, listen to that. And also feel free to share this podcast with anybody. If you have friends who live in California and you want them to listen to it, then go for it. It is totally fine to share this on social media, or to anybody who you think would benefit from listening or learning to some different resources and different things that are going on here in Michigan, at least. So with that being said about motivation, I tried my best to motivate my kids yesterday. And I tried over and over and over and over and over again, and nothing seemed to work. A little thing that you may not know is that when we're teaching at school as teachers, there are days that just don't work. We still are doing our best. We're still doing our normal routine. We're still getting through material, but it's just, it's hard. It's like everything's kind of a challenge to get through, and the normal things that usually go right don't go right, and you don't know how to get it back on track, even though you try to positively reinforce different things and you try to motivate this student who's struggling. But then as soon as you get that student good, moving, and then another student starts kind of going off the deep end, and you got to kind of work on that. And it just seems like you're putting out fires all day long. And I don't know about you, but yesterday seemed to be that kind of day for me here at home. And it kind of bled into this morning. I usually am able to record the podcast that I put out on Thursday, on Wednesday, and same thing on Monday. I recorded a day before. And so yesterday I had everything set. Everything was good to go. I hit the schedule button so it would shoot out this podcast right away in the morning. And I woke up and I saw that it wasn't posted. And man, it was nowhere. So if you're wondering why this podcast is coming out later in the day than normal, well, I'm recording it again. So that happened today, but rewinding again to yesterday was just one of those days that just nothing seemed to go well, nothing seemed to go smoothly, and everything just seemed to be a struggle. And I don't know about you, but it just seemed like it was one of those days for everybody. Like I said, at school, we have those days every once in a while, but there are some days that all of us teachers can look at each other and go, what just happened? Like that was a tough day. That was a struggle. Like we still got a lot of stuff done. We still got some learning done, but man, that was hard. And I, being the PE teacher, see classes every 45 minutes. So I see 6 different classes, so 6 different teachers. And sometimes for my first class, I can already get a vibe of if that's going to be one of those days or not. Just by watching the teacher walk down and the class walk down the hallway. It's a long hallway. If you don't know our school, it's the elementary and the high school are connected by a little breezeway. And then there's the gym way on the other side of the high school building. And so all of our classes go through the elementary and they come through these double doors. And then they walk all the way through the middle school and high school. And I can see them. It's a straight shot. And so I can tell sometimes by, 8:45 what kind of a day it's going to be. And I can start kind of gearing up for it. Just by seeing like what's going on. Because let's be honest. At school, the kids know the routine. They know the expectations. But sometimes man, life happens outside of the building, right? It happens outside the school walls. And sometimes there's just this perfect storm of it. Things aren't just going to go well, right? And it affects what's going on just walking in a line. It affects how different students are relating to their peers or acting with their peers. It just happens. And that same thing is happened to me, at least, at home. And it might happen to you at some point in time during this stay-at-home and remote learning time, that man, your kids know the schedule or know about what the schedule is going to be, but sometimes it's just hard. I knew it yesterday when my oldest woke up at 6:30 in the morning, came in, and became almost irate that I asked him to watch PBS Kids in the morning, which he usually watches PBS Kids in the morning every single day. And so I had an inkling that it might have been one of those days, and it just went downhill from there. You know, it was a tough day yesterday, and we had to grit our teeth and get through it, and luckily we pulled the dessert out at the end of the day. I had made some really cool frozen cookie dough bowls that you can actually put ice cream in and then eat the cookie or eat the ice cream out of it and then eat your bowl. It's really good. Just an FYI. I think I found it on Delish. It was something on Instagram or Facebook that popped up, and I'm a sucker for cookie dough. So I made those 2 days ago, and I pulled those out to try to turn the day around. So it that helped out at the end of the day, but man, it was hard yesterday. And if you had one of those days yesterday, I just want you to know that's normal, whether you're at school or whether your kids are at home and you're teaching them. It happens. And it's nothing that necessarily reflects on you, and it doesn't really reflect on your kids. You know, it was hard for me to understand, like, you know what? It's nothing that I did yesterday. Our schedule, we tried to stay consistently the same yesterday. We tried to work on the same expectations and procedures that we usually have to keep things going. But at some point in time in the afternoon, I was like, this is not working. We're just going to kind of like play this day out and keep it going. And I had to make sure I didn't take it personal. And same thing, I had to not make sure I didn't take my kids' actions personal against me. They weren't trying to make me upset. They weren't trying to make me angry. They didn't know they were on my last nerve all day long and it was about paper thin and ready to snap. They didn't know it, and they weren't doing it on purpose. They weren't doing it maliciously. At least I hope they weren't. But you know what? Those days happen. We can't take it personal. And the best thing that we can do, the same thing we do as teachers at school, and as you guys can do at home as the homeschool teachers now, is to just take it what it is. Yep, it was a rough day. Go to sleep, get some good rest, and then come back today or the next day, whenever this happens, and come in with a positive attitude, almost just letting it go. Like pretending that they never happened and moving forward with a super positive outlook and super positive attitude. I'm not saying it's all going to be peaches and cream the next day. Today, we're still working through some different things, like not wanting to do their writing and wanting to go back and correct capitalization on little sentences, but, you know, we're making small progress. So, I just wanted to take today on a Thursday and just let you know, if you have one of those days, whether you had it yesterday or you have one in the future, or if you've had one, it happens. Don't take it personal. Don't take it personally that your kids are trying to do something to you on purpose. Those things happen. And to come into the next day, positive attitude, knowing that you guys are going to just rock it then. So hopefully you guys are doing well. I'll be back on Monday with a new episode for you guys to hopefully learn some new tips and tricks. And until then, I hope you have a great weekend. Get outside. Enjoy the nice weather that we're going to get and keep staying EnviroStrong.